The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
We're glad you're here today, the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for being here today. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. You can listen on iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a news station, update station you can customize, iHeartRadio.com. The app, you can download that, or you can use it on the internet. Click Talk on the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike Roizen is here. Here we go, another week. What's our guest at 35 after the hour, and what's our topic today?
The guest is Dr. Terry Walls. She is a physician who had progressive MS and has beaten it back with nutrition and, if you will, some electrical muscle stimulation. She calls it a paleo therapy or paleo principles and functional medicine. She is a professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, so this is not a quack. This is someone who's really done it, and we're going to learn a lot about what she's done and how she's done it.
I've heard about the paleo diet. Any connection to that, the paleo diet?
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
Are you there, Joe? I'm not sure.
We're getting a... Okay, we're losing my connection with you. Hopefully you're there. So Dr. Terry Walls will be with us at 35 after the hour. The book is called The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine. That's 35 minutes after the hour. Are you with me here today, Dr. Mike?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I hear you loud and clear. If you can hear me loud and clear, we'll continue on with the show.
I hear you perfectly.
What's the top medical news story of the week here this week? What do you think that is?
Well, I think it is the one where they had memory loss in mice, and they did physical activity. That is, they forced them to run a little treadmill, and they changed their diet by giving them healthier fat, and that made them healthier and got them to have memory return. And that story, coupled with another story, and that other story is, in fact, one relating to the fact that Alzheimer's is now the third greatest cause of death, that it was underestimated in the past, its seriousness and its cause of death, but now it is the third greatest cause of death.
Okay, let's talk about e-cigarettes here. A community has apparently started to regulate e-cigarettes as tobacco. Where's that and why?
Well, I think New York State or the New York City has done it as well, but Los Angeles decided that it could not enforce that is, the e-cigarettes looked as close as cigarettes to officers, and so in order to enforce the law for no public smoking, which is a law in California, they had to put e-cigarettes under the same guise so that the officers could easily tell, and so e-cigarettes are banned just like cigarettes. Now, it turns out that the data also came out this week that e-cigarettes were hooking more young people and were causing people to go on to cigarettes rather than getting people off. The e-cigarette companies have said we're a very good way of getting people off cigarettes. They are a very good way of getting people off cigarettes. That is, if we ban tobacco and just let e-cigarettes, well, I think we would have a much lower risk from tobacco products and smoking. But right now we have both, and e-cigarettes are being used as a way of hooking people on cigarettes.
But the information isn't conclusive yet. There's still a lot of different information, and they haven't really come up with anything that's definitive in terms of what its what the disadvantages are.
That's exactly right, Joe. We don't know what its disadvantages and but what this data from this week came out of Australia, and in Australia at least, many more people were being hooked on e-cigarettes. I think it is Australia. Many more people, young kids, were being hooked on e-cigarettes than got off of cigarettes. So they had done the survey, and that was one of the few data points we have. So it's now, it really is in the e-cigarette camp to prove that they are in fact safe.
So what is passive smoking, and how does it damage children's arteries?
Well, this is another interesting story in that passive smoking, that is, if you're in a car or you're in a home where someone else is smoking, that you get secondhand smoke. That is, you're not aggressively smoking, someone else is smoking, you're passively smoking. The other part of it is that when you're when someone smokes, there is a film of smoke left on counters and other things. So, if you will, this was 2,000 children aged 3 to 18. And the harm occurred if both or one parent smoked. And what it did is it caused damage to the arteries as though the kids were smoking themselves. And they did this study on the main artery to the brain, so it wasn't a trivial artery. And that's what they found. Now, there's a whole bunch of other data, and let me go over some of that on passive smoking, since we have a couple minutes before the forced break. So, and I'm going to get the data up on my other computer because I reviewed it, and so I want to give it accurately if I can. Data on secondhand smoking, Pueblo, Colorado banned smoking any place but in your home. And what happened? There was a 27% reduction in heart attacks in 18 months in non-tobacco users, and a 41% reduction in heart attacks in 36 months in non-tobacco users. What does that mean? It means that, in fact, secondhand smoke is much more dangerous. But it wasn't just one study. In Scotland, they did the same thing. 17% reduction in heart attacks and acute coronary syndromes in 18 months. You notice it's almost 1% per month reduction in every one of these studies. Monroe County, Indiana, much bigger, 77% reduction in heart attacks in 36 months in non-smokers with no other risk factors for heart disease. Same thing happened in Minnesota. They banned public smoking in Minnesota, and there was a 36% reduction in heart attacks in non-tobacco users and a 17% reduction in cardiac and sudden cardiac deaths in 18 months. So, major effect of secondhand smoke that we didn't fully appreciate, but is now being appreciated.
Here in Syracuse locally, a local common council came up with a resolution this week to ban smoking in downtown, in some of the downtown areas of Syracuse, and that's going to go to a common council vote, I think, coming up this week or next week, and I think that might pass, and I think 80% of people they talked to about that said that was a good idea. We're coming up on the break. Right after the break, some of the other top medical stories of the week. Is breastfeeding really better? And what percentage of calories do you think ought to be coming from sugar? Well, the answer to that coming up right here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.